Well, there was no denying that at the end of the night, it was Nigel Farage's Brexit party which had most to celebrate. But it didn't quite make the clean sweep of seats in the South East region that some had expected it might do. It took 4 seats, which was creditable, but the Liberal Democrats managed to put the brakes on the Brexit party and won 3 seats, a remarkable transformation in its fortunes since the last election when it was decimated. For the Conservatives, it was about as bad as could have been expected, but they did avoid a complete whitewash and managed to cling on to 1 seat and return the well-known Conservative commentator Daniel Hannan as MEP. There was some relief for Labour too, which had thought it might end the night with no MEPs at all in the South East region. When the votes were counted, its sole MEP, John Howarth, discovered that he had managed to escape the cut and had been re-elected. So what does it all mean? Well, Nigel Farage says it is putting the government on notice that unless it delivers Brexit by the October deadline, then there'll be a general election and the Conservatives can expect to lose by some of the same margins that it has done in the European elections.